We've got to look at our construction techniques because it is quite possible that some additional shielding over what we originally anticipated may have taken place because of the way we have put them into extra boxes and so on. But even so, we would have expected them to have failed within the, certainly in less than 12 months. But then again, indications generally are that the electronic side of all of our satellites are lasting longer than we anticipated, which we can only put down to the fact, in my mind anyway, that the radiation that they work on Earth in calculating how long various components should last is somewhat different from the radiation that we're finding as we cut the Van Allen belt twice a day. And because the intensities, as far as we know, are the same, whether the makeup of the radiation is the same or not, I wonder. I don't know the answer to it, and we've got to find, that's one of the good questions, we've got to find some of these answers in conjunction with NASA.